It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and man, am I excited to be back with you guys and enjoy. I'm getting ready to enjoy the weekend, and as we move forward into the holiday. So you guys stay with us. We're gonna be talking about tonight. We're gonna be talking about what is the difference between licensing and distribution. I'm just giving you guys a heads up. My expert guest is running a little late. They're going through a storm, so we'll make through with what we're talking about as we go into the program. Let's raise as many questions as we possibly can, and let's go. You can call in at 213-559-2995. Again, it's 213-559-2995. But before we get started into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do. Lord, let us pray today for a better tomorrow. The time is passing between the minutes and hours. My life on earth may be short. So listen, God's children, and give this in thought. For today we live, tomorrow is not promised. So let's take the practice of our word upon us and use it as a daily digestion. For it is our hope and only protection. So together today, let's take a moment out of our knees to pray that God will make tomorrow a much better day. Lord, let everyone who's tuned into the program gain what is necessary for their education to move forward in this business of music. Lord, let them also do it in respectively to who have provided them with the gift, who provides them with the air that they breathe. That's you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. God, yes, I start to show off with prayer. There's a reason. I feel that I have to put God first before the program. That's as simple as that. I don't want to force religion upon you, but I do want to encourage you to seek the Father and get to know Him. Very important. All right, let's get into the topic, guys. What is the difference between licensing and distribution? Well, a distributor, as you know, deals with the physical or the intellectual property sort of thing, pretty much the digital distribution. And they actually put the put it into the stores and location, put it in a location where it can be bought, like your iTunes, your TuneCore, your CD Baby. Put it in, and beyond, though, those are the icon names that they have that's in the forefront, but there's other small mom-and-pop shops that a distributor can get your music in as well because of the relationships that they have built in distribution. Now, on the other side versus that, people talk about licensing. Licensing is when you're trying to get that product into maybe a movie, maybe get it on TV, get it on a commercial, or something of that nature. Also, you can license it. There's licensing in putting it out across the country in another country where you may license the use of the song for someone to distribute it in their area or make use of it in another country. However, just to let you know, as a drawback from that is you may license the song. The song may become a hit over in that country, and at this point in time, your agreement with them is only the agreement that you made with them in the licensing. The success is on their back. It can fail. It can succeed or it can fail. But if it succeeds, boom, voila, they made a lot of money. But if it fails, voila, you still made money because you licensed the song. Tonight, that's what we'll be talking about. And hopefully we can round up our guests, and our guests will get in appropriately. But meanwhile, let's go ahead and open up the floor, and let's see if we can talk about what we know about it. We got Raw Dog, we got my girl Twyla, and I'm going to open both of you guys' line. Raw Dog, welcome to the show. Welcome back, actually. We know you've been kind of like under the weather. Could you please give us that baritone or that bass voice that you've been working with all your life, man? Because, man, I ain't going to lie to you. You sounded really sick when I talked to you.
Well, yeah. Hey, the dog is back in the house. Yes, 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 yes. Hey, all I can say is thank you for the prayers. Hey, God is good, and he's always on time. But you got to go through some things to understand, hey, the blessing of life, you know. So, hey, I'm back in the house, and, you know, I miss being on the show. I missed you, Poetic. I missed you, Twyla.
You I
know?
Miss you
hey,
too, babe.
You know, you guys are like family to me. And when what I was going through, and I'll say it over the air, hey, I had food poisoning. I guess living life good means you still need to look at what you eat. You know, so, hey, it had me down, out, delirious. I listened to more music and soundtracks over movies as they played in the background. I had delusions, and then I came to mountain peaks, and I started saying, well, wait a minute now. Hip-hop, movies. While I was delirious, Breaking came through, which we had the gentleman on a couple of weeks ago. And I got to see him perform again. And, you know, Ozone, yeah. And that's what it is. And, you know, I got to see him and what have you. And, you know, it almost made me feel like, hey, I was young again. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I think maybe being sick and listening to the movies, and you're always talking about, you know, the hip-hop songs into the movies and what have you. I started hearing Public Enemy, and I started hearing all these, and Dr. Dre and what have you, you know, and I'm going, well, wait a minute now. I hear other songs in their music. And I think about how hip-hop has evolved, and we're now talking about the licensing and the distribution. And it was kind of funny to me because my question was, how did they get away with it, you know, and make that money, you know? So we can talk about how, you know, the licensing and now how, you know, in hip-hop and the distribution and what have you, because I think I've got a few different avenues that I saw that maybe we can bring to the show. But hello, Twyla.
Hi, baby. I'm glad you're back and feeling better.
Well, you know, when I was going through everything and what have you, and I had a fever, I heard your voice. I actually listened to the show, and I heard your voice, and I went, wow, she misses me. It ain't up like she's normal.
I definitely do. And I know how it feels to have food poisoning because I have had food poison before. And it is nothing nice.
It's not a joke.
It is not a joke. I tell you, I ain't never felt so bad. And, I mean, I went days. And I never, it's the worst feeling.
I didn't eat food for 7 days.
I know. You can't.
You know what? We talked about on the show on how artists should look into, you know, the point of having some type of health care.
Yeah.
Because of the fact, you know, being on the road, and you think you're eating in restaurants and eating good food and fresh food.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like Serena Williams, and she was at the Wimbledon.
Mm.
And they had to walk her off of the court because she had picked up a virus in the food. And
right.
I saw her just today on the news, and she couldn't even bounce the tennis ball to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when we talk about all these things and subjects on Hip Hop National, I hope the young artists are listening because, you know, it's really valuable to the point to understand that You know, even though we think today that everything is okay, you've got to have some kind of backup. You've got to have some type of a plan, because, you know, you can be the most careful person in the world, but when it's
at any
time,
given time, something
yep,
can happen.
Exactly.
That's true.
But, you know, hey, I guess we're getting off the subject. Poetic is so quiet. You notice how you're just so quiet.
I'm just glad to just hear your voice. Like, you can talk to me about anything.
Right there,
you can. Hey, look. Hey, look. Right off. You can talk about putty. I listen. I don't care.
You know what? You know what? That's the funny part. When I was young, looky here. That's why I love this music game, because the fact of it is that, you know, when we talk to these artists and what have you, and we're trying to get them to understand this industry and to make a name in this industry, we're actually trying to give them the foothold to be like, okay, I don't know if anybody watched the BET Awards just this last weekend.
Yeah, I watched it.
If you saw what I saw when it came to hip-hop, you saw what was necessary to become an icon in this hip-hop game. See, all these artists are running around calling themselves independent. But what they have to get into is a cluster. You've got to get in with a producer who's got a studio, who's got that music that he can qualify, certify that is his creation. And then you've got to have that team. Because what happened was is that Young Money, which is the Lil Wayne group, walked away with the award. And when the stable that he took up on stage of all the different artists understood why they could get those awards and make that money.
That's
you know, it's like we talk about, you know, Timberland. He's got his stable. We talk about, you know, Dr. Dre, and he had his staple. And see, yes, independent artists, I understand it, but this is a business, and a business
has different links. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
Let's get into what, sir?
The subject.
Oh, see, you know what? Let's get it. You started off. Let's go. The dog is back.
Well, hey, my man. The one thing I want to get into first is talking about the business. Like you said, this is a business, Rodolph. You mentioned that several times. The first thing an artist know before they talk about distribution, they talk about licensing, is to get the business straight. Get the things that you need up front before it is even a record. It needs the copyright. You need to be to register your copyright properly. You need to, and I'm going to give you the golden nugget. You need to go to loc.gov.com. There's a loc.gov, which is the Library of Congress, so you could actually copyright your music. That's the reason why I'm giving you that is because I never want to see you robbed. I never want to hear that someone has taken your stuff from you, and now you're fighting for the right to get it back. So protection is the first key to moving forward into this business of music. And before you get into licensing, distribution, manufacturing, all of those things come into place later. Because you're going to have discussions. You're going to talk to people. You're going to talk to them. You don't want to talk to them out. Talk to them and talk yourself out of your own creation. So, get your business right.
Can I ask you a question?
What's that?
Okay, and you're correct in everything that you just said. But now let's take them down the Yellow Brick Road. Because I'm going to give you an example. Okay, I heard a most excellent song by a young artist. He played it for me, and I thought that it had a great thought. But it was used on a sample that the artist didn't own. Okay? Now, here's where, when we started I started that point about the stable and business, okay? Artists that don't create their own music need to align themselves with someone who is creating the music that will take an alliance with that artist, which means that when you start to copyright these things, that you also have positions of ownership of who's who and what's what. Because to get a legitimate copyright challenged, you need to have everybody sign off exactly their position within that composition so that you can copyright it and have a strong, legitimate copyright. And let me say this. You have to trip off of the catch-22s in all of these scenarios. Let's go to the Black Eyed Peas and will.i.am, who got caught because he used a sample that didn't belong to him. Let's go to another one, Robin Thicke, mm-hmm. Marvin Gaye sample that he didn't mm-hmm. copyright. So when we start when you start talking about these copyrights and what have you, and the mainstream of legitimacy so that the revenue can come back and the licensing and what have you, you have to have the business. You have to have all of those things legitimatized and documented, and you're going to have to give up percentage points because it seems as though, now, in analyzing each genre, hip-hop has the most difficulty because of the fact that they're the ones that are, it seems that they're using more of the sampling than other genres. Now, I give you for an instance on a successful leasing copyright and what have you. Pharrell, Daft Punk, Nile Rodgers. Okay? When you think about, well, why do we hear all of those names? They use Nile Rodgers' sample. Mm-hmm. Give him his credit. Daft Punk, they used Daft Punk's part of his sampling in the song. So what Pharrell did as a good business person in the industry of hip-hop and what have you, said give everybody the credit they deserve. If it goes, we get paid. If it doesn't go, we don't get paid. You see, that's the catch in this underground gangster hip-hop. These young folks want to get into the music industry business side. And I'm so happy that you talked about them getting the proper documentation. But in that same analysis, you have to look at it and you go, well, wait a minute now.
What?
Who created the music? Are they accredited, signed off?
Get into that. The truth
well, okay,
is,
and I'm sorry. Maybe I'm taking
that,
it faster than you're going.
Yeah, but the thing it is, lyrically, there's a copyright. There's a copyright involved on the lyrics alone.
I agree.
And then there's a copyright for the music. And then there's a copyright for lyrics and music and the recording, which is called the SR, which is the sound recording.
Correct.
Now, you do that sound recording copyright. Now you're listing all the people involved in the project.
Supposedly.
On that, yeah, supposedly. You're supposed to list everyone that is involved. That's supposedly, but legally, you're really supposed to do it. Do people do things legally?
Right. No. But you're right. You're correct on that. Because if the big ones can get caught, so can the little ones. That's why I said Robin Thicke, and I said, you know, Will I Am. They had to, they went to court behind that. You see what I'm saying?
And then,
so
and then there's a, and there's another registration beyond that is so you can get paid. So you can, which is your ASCAP, your BMI, and your CPAC.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? The thing about it is that you may not get caught in the beginning. See, Will I Am and Robin Thicke, they didn't get caught in the beginning. But they now have different ways of...
Don't get me wrong about that. It's not that they didn't get caught. Sometimes when the song is out there, they're waiting for that song to actually take legs and get up running, and then take wheels actually and go on the airport and just go on the runway and just shoot, take off.
Well, I agree.
Pull the wheels
but see, you
in,
know what?
That's
the terminology.
And now we can sue them.
and CD. That's the difference between that terminology that gives the line of whoop, you got to catch me, or boom, I'm out here and I've gotten caught. Well, we'll talk about that as it evolves, because I think when I tell you what I've seen and what I've heard and what I've learned and through my illness and what have you, and just listening and looking at a lot of things, you go, because it actually turns into the point of how much money can they prove you've made off of your production before there's no more production you're selling. Because you know they'll send you a cease and desist. Correct?
Yes.
Poetic?
Of course. Did you hear me?
No, I didn't hear you. What you said.
I agree.
Okay, so if you made a little bit of money at that time, okay. See, I understand what you're saying, and I want
but
to
nine times,
to go.
But don't get me wrong. The big thing, our real businessman is waiting. His strategy is to make sure. He ain't coming after a couple $1,000s. He's waiting till you make a couple $1 million. And now he's got
okay.
a case against you, and he's going to take it to court.
Okay, but see, there's where, when we start talking about the young independent artists, that we have to understand the plight and how they're working this. Where, you
well,
know,
that's,
because
that's why I was trying to get them to. That's why I was trying to get them the heads up.
Well, yes, and you know what?
In the front line. Because if they don't take care of the business, then all the efforts where they going to get into the marketing, promotions of the thing, broadcasting their stuff over the airwaves, creating videos, all of that stuff will all be in vain.
Yeah, but you know what? You
and then
and
the licensing and distribution, they can throw that under the rug.
Yeah, but you
very,
and I have
important.
Also talked about how some of the mainstream hip-hop artists have the allowances of people doing things with what they've done. And, you know, because we've had a lot of artists, you know, that have come through the show and said, oh, I did something with the Rick Ross mix. And what's happening is that if the artists, the mainstream artists, like what these guys have done, they're pulling them into their stable. Rick Ross pulled in a guy that, Austin, I can't think of his last name. And he pulled him into his stable because he mixed Rick Ross, something from Rick Ross, had done on something else into it, and it was a excellent work. And so he became part of Rick Ross's stable, the Maybach, and Rick Ross is now handling him. See, they're doing demos and snatching mainstream and mixing them in, and then they're sending them back to the mainstream. And if the mainstream likes
it. Is it Austin or Ashton Martin?
Say that again.
Is it Austin or are you talking about Ashton?
Hey, look, can I tell you the honest to God truth? It's a guy.
Okay.
And, you know, I heard the A part of his name, but, you know, guys in my book, but see, like Twyla, I'll never forget her. But guys, okay, it just ain't, you know, hey, all right. Forgive me, Raw Dog only looks one direction. Yes, man, I'm sorry. Every other guy, we could have crossed or what have you on the same way. So I'm not impressed. Hey, I told you the dog was back.
Well, I do want to say this, my man, is, you know, when you put a product together, the distribution comes into play. Just to let you guys know, part of what the difference is, distribution is your placement. It's actually putting them
in the
location that now your product is up in place so you can sell it. Will it sell itself? That's a question.
Mm.
Do you think it'll sell itself, Twyla?
Yeah, sure. I believe it'll sell itself. I mean, I'm good music.
Listen, I want you to think about it.
Okay, sure. I'll think about it.
If I put something on the shelf, okay, and yes, okay, in the package, it's a hot song. You think, and out of all the songs that's out there in Cyberland, in distribution land, all the checkpoints where you can go to get music, they gonna find me because it's a hot song? To me?
No, I mean, without a doubt, you got to promote. You got to do just a, you know, you got to do what you just said. I believe that you got to, you know,
take that business.
As they say, cross every T, dot every I. Everything you got to do those things.
Yeah, the reason why I'm going is because distribution is now you got somebody on your side who got a relationship with people out there in the mass market, and they're able to give you, especially in the digital world today, at a push of a button, they can get your music in all kinds of systems that it's available. It's available when you search for the song, you find it, at least for sellers purpose.
Right.
In order to bring attention to the song, you have to create momentum around the product.
That's
if
true.
You don't have the, if you do not bring attention to the product, don't get me wrong. We had Beyonce just now. Y'all read the story? Beyonce now is the number one entertainer.
Mhm.
Oh, even over Winfrey? Over Oprah Winfrey?
Mhm.
Yeah. Number one celebrity right now. And then behind her is LeBron James. But the thing it is, when Forbes magazine looked at, when they were doing the story on this, what they took in consideration is her Facebook, her LinkedIn, her Twitter, all of those things into play.
Right.
As far as popularity and all of that, it made her the most sought after celebrity. This is what I'm saying right now. What's that?
Well, now, okay. Now, there was something that was brought out during the BET Awards. Do you know who the richest hip-hop producer is?
Dr. Dre.
You realize he just got $3 billion from he Beats headphones?
Yes.
Chris Rock made the statement. He says, for all of y'all to know who's on top. Hey, just to let you know, it is Dr. Dre.
Yes, okay? He sure did.
And you know, they it was like this hush went over the crowd because it was like, well, he hasn't done much lately, but he collected $3 billion just the other day.
Yeah.
So, you know, see, so when we, you know, when we start talking about Beyonce and Twitter and what have you, I understand she's got a big corporation behind her.
Yeah.
Pimping ain't easy. Jay-Z is, he's a class act. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He's a class act. You know, hey, I got to give him the point one of young men should understand, hey, you know, relationships, everybody got to bring something to the table.
Right.
She's a beautiful young lady. But for her to be with him, she had to bring something to the table so he wasn't losing out. You
right.
See what I'm saying? And
yeah.
So, you know, yes, she is an excellent entertainer. I have to give her that. She is, she must have started when she was really, really young, and I think her father puts a lot of money behind a lot of classes in getting her so she's such a dancer, such a singer, and such an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
There's a point that I want to make here.
Yes, sir.
About that. The point is, she's an awesome, great entertainer. However, all that comes with, how did we get first grasp wind of this girl? Did she just blow up like magic? I mean, today she decided that she was going to be a singer, dance, whatever her dad's going to do. Was it magic, or was it a formula that created the Beyonce that we know today?
Well,
and now her music is so valuable to us. You will hear the licensing of the use of her music in big venues. You know that she's being distributed on a worldwide campaign around the world. Her stuff is in place. How do you as a artist get there?
Well, see, I think the story behind that was that they had tryouts for the group Destiny's Child, and I think that she was part of that type of teaming up with the other young ladies, and it was the label that produced her, you know, just like TLC was produced by L.A. Reid and them. You know, so the stable was there. I mean, you know, he had Timberland. He had all the producers and the studio and all of that to produce and choreograph and, you know, mentor. Because let's give you a failed formula compared to a successful. She's a successful formula. But do you remember when Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, Sean, when he was putting together that group for that
Making a Band
Midnight Paris thing, and they were showing it on television?
So I want to, because we're supposed to be going to a break at the moment, and I want to go to that break and then come back. So,
I said the dog was back.
Area code 201-871. I'm going to open up your line for a moment, but we are getting ready to go to a break. Please state your name, where you're calling in from. 201-871. Okay. If you'd like to speak on tonight's show, please press the number one. We will know that you are your line is available. If you're not going to speak, just press the number one once again, and it will put your hand down. Right now, 201-871 has raised their hand. I thought that was possibly out here. But that's okay. We're going to move forward. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We'll be back in just a minute.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identities,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got that celebrity interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBeebeShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
I just love these amazing buttons that they offer us in our studio. Sometimes they just don't work on time. But anyway, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Right now we'll talk about what is the difference between licensing and distribution. And on deck with me right now, my guest has joined us. Her name is Taish. Taish, unfortunately, some of the other ones, they kind of have issues too today. So I understand. How are you doing today, Taish?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Welcome back to the show. It's been a minute, so glad to have you back on. Taish,
thank you for having me.
Could you tell them a little bit about your background and what you do?
Sure. Well, my name is Taish Harris, and I have been in the music industry for over 20 years. I started out as a college representative at Sony Music, which was previously CBS Records, and I started and ran the rap department at Columbia Records for 5 years. And while I ran the rap department, we developed and broke groups such as the Fugees, Lauryn Hill, Wyclef Jean, Cypress Hill, Criss Cross, and so many other acts such as the Def Jam artists as Redman and Onyx and Method Man, and just the list goes, LL Cool J and the Public Enemy, and the list just goes on and on. And so subsequent to working for Sony, I moved on to work for Warner Brothers, and then Richard Branson started a record label called V2 Records, and I went on to head up the marketing department over at V2, G Street Records. And then I started my own companies, which are the Phoenix Entertainment Group, which is a marketing firm, and also HSM Entertainment, which is a music distribution company. So that's a little bit of my background.
Thank you very much, Taish. So tonight, here's the big question, and I want you to go into it as far as the topic is concerned. What is the difference between licensing and distribution? Give me your opening statement.
Sure. In a nutshell, distribution is when you take your album or your single to the record stores, and the record store could be a physical record store or an online record store, and that particular distributor takes that particular project and sells it for you. The distributor will usually take a percentage possibly of your sales. That distributor will only make money on what you sell. So if you don't sell any records, the distributor does not make any money. And usually the distributor is not necessarily, but it depends on the deal that you negotiate, responsible for your manufacturing, your promotion, and so on. So the distributor takes the end product and sells it on your behalf, okay, and then takes a percentage of it. Licensing, on the other hand, is usually when, let's say, for example, I had done a deal with a label over in Sweden, and I had the right to license their music for the world outside of Scandinavia. So the label was in Sweden. They had Denmark and other countries inside of Scandinavia. I could then take the project outside of Scandinavia and license it country by country if I chose to. So I might create a licensing deal with a blanket licensing deal, which would allow me as a licensor to just go through one vehicle and just license it. Or license it across the board, or I could decide to go country by country and work with a particular vehicle in that country. So let's say we did Spain, we did Latin America, and we did London, UK. We could license it market by market, and they pay me a set fee and take on the task of acting as the label in that particular market. So then they, as if they license it, they'd be responsible for the marketing, the promotion, and so on and so forth. In addition to that, you can have commercial licensing in which you say, for example, with my client, Irvin Berger, Irvin wrote and produced all of, for the most part, all of Harry Belafonte's songs. So at some point, somewhere in the world, whether it's a commercial or playing in a clothing store or in a video game or being or somewhere in the world, one of Irving's songs has been licensed to be able to utilize it in that vehicle, and it's being played, you know, I would say probably every 15 to 20 minutes of the day somewhere in the world. So there's different areas of licensing, and then you also have distribution, which is predominantly focused on retail, but can be a distribution. The distribution deal can either be a blanket distribution deal, similar to what I discussed with licensing, where you just go with one distributor, or you could decide to break your distribution down and create a distribution deal market by market or territory by territory, and go into different markets and create your territories, meaning, you know, around the world, and allow that particular vehicle or label to distribute your product. It's, you know, you have choices.
Okay, it's my understanding that when you do that licensing market by market, and and it's going overseas and stuff like that, it's kind of no longer really, once you've licensed it, just correct me, put me back on path. I may be wrong from what, because I did this through just research, reading, but I wanted to understand it. And that's why you're here, for this clarity, get some understanding on it. Not only me, but to kind of also spread that news to other people. When you license your music to, say, someone, a third party over in another country, do you lose control over it at that point in time? Like you said, that they have to market, just manufacture it, they do all the things around it. So, in other words, it's really their success story at the record make it big.
It depends on the deal. It depends on the deal that you make. In terms of losing control, you know, like as an artist, I'll just speak for myself as, you know, as a label, in terms of licensing deals. When I licensed Juju Records artists. Juju Records is in Scandinavia. Because I had control outside of Scandinavia to license the music and distribute the music outside of their particular territory for which they retain the ownership, as a licensor and a distributor, the deal that we struck meant that, you know, there were certain aspects of, say, for example, a particular artist's image and so on and so forth that I would have to refer back to them about. So it depends on the level of control that you give up, you know, in terms of other things such as promotion and marketing and PR. It is negotiable. Absolutely, it's negotiable. It depends on the deal that you negotiate.
I'm going to interrupt you just for a second because I got to bring in these two powerful people. And then we got another caller as well that I'm going to bring in. But I want to introduce you to Twyla. That's a girl on deck with us now. And we got Raw Dog, this brother who hold me down all the time on the program. He just took a little break because he's kind of sick. But anyway, we got Taisha on deck, and I want you guys to say hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, how are you? Hi, how are you?
I'm learning quite a bit from what you're saying here. And it's very interesting because the last thing I think that really hit the bell with me is it's all negotiable. It's all what you sign up for, you know, and everything is in black and white for the artist to understand, you know. And I like that, and I think that, you know, a lot of the young artists need to have heard that, you know, in this business, that the business side of it is the education to understand how to become successful and the avenues that they need to go through so that they can become successful. And I'm glad you're here. I really am, because I think that they can learn from that point.
Thank you.
And we got Twyla on deck, too. Twyla, say hello.
Twyla shied out.
You shied out on
me? Twyla, are you there?
Maybe she got something going on in the background. 818-288, please state your name, where you're calling in from. And what's your opening statement to the night's topic? You guys hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, okay. Maybe I thought it was me. 818-288. Say your name, where you're calling in from. Not ready. I understand. When you are ready, just press the number one. Press the number one. Thank you. I actually know who it is. I was going to let her say her name. So she told me that she'll be ready. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Okay. anyway, Tyree.
Yes, I'm here.
Let's talk about the licensing. Is there such a thing called sync licensing? And if it is, could you explain to me what that is and how it's beneficial to us?
Would you repeat that?
Sync license. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't. I'm not familiar.
Okay. It's from what I understand. It's when when they get it into like the movies and you getting it into different channels of, you know, things. So other ways.
So you're
revenue,
talking about like music synchronization.
Yeah, synchronization.
Okay. So that has to do with film, television, advertising, video games, that sort of thing. And that's where, let's say you have a song and you've recorded, okay? It's usually, that's more falls under like a publishing company and that works with the writer and the producer. And deals more on the copyright end of the recording. That's a totally different end of licensing, but we refer to it as synchronization, that I necessarily focus on, simply because that's more of that's not necessarily my area of expertise.
That's not your cup of tea. Okay, yeah.
Not necessarily my cup of tea, but it isn't what I'm not really an expert in that area.
I love that. I love the fact that you, instead of you claiming to know it, that you just say that's not my path, that's not my lane. and don't get me wrong, when people need to operate in their lane, I appreciate that, because that you know, at least I know. Because I thought licensing and distribution and syncopation all was based on what you guys do as distributors. See, that's just my ignorance.
Yeah. No, not necessarily. I mean, because for me as a distributor, I work a lot with the artists. And the artists and the end product. And when I say the end product, I mean, What we may do as a distributor is we will place the song, say for example in a commercial, we will place it on, we may work with another licensing company to place the music on a soundtrack. We may work with a particular company to work with getting the music into certain stores. You know, in terms of, or compilations and so on and so forth, that sort of thing. But when it comes down to working directly with the writers and copywriting and so on and so forth, I wouldn't try to claim to be an expert in that area, because that's not what I do.
I appreciate that. I literally do. We do have Sharon on deck with us. 818. 288. Take your name. Where are you calling in from? Maybe your phone might be on mute and you don't realize it. That's possible. That's possible. So, 818-288. Last time. All right, I'm leaving my mic open for a moment. Okay. Now, I'm going to go back to Thais for a second. If you guys got any questions for Thais, please feel free to open up and ask her. Now, when it comes to distribution, because that is your lane, correct?
That is correct.
How fast can you guys get it into the stores for it? What's the turnaround time in knowing that, hey, it is available?
It depends on that particular product. If everything's lined up and it makes sense, we can get the product, if it's online, we can get it up and running within about 2 weeks. But the normal process is usually we ask for about, 4 weeks. To get the 3 to 4 weeks to get the song up and positioned properly at retail. As far as physical distribution is concerned, what we look for is a sales picture nowadays as opposed to before. Previously, we would just go ahead and work to get the music positioned at physical retailers, mom and pops, and also the larger retail outlets. But now, because we don't really want to get the actual physical product back and have to pay for it and eat that cost, we look for artists who have more of a successful sales history. Or we look down the road and we wait until we're further down the road to make a decision as to whether or not we're going to go ahead and push physical music to the stores, to the brick and mortar stores, because we will feel that we have a better chance of actually selling the product and not having to take it back and eat the cost of the product.
Okay.
So when people come to HSM.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. When people come to HSM and ask us, for example, I spoke to someone today who came and asked me, they said, well, you know, we're a gospel artist, which makes sense, and we want to get the physical product produced out of the box. Why it made sense to us was because this particular artist had an album out previously, had been featured on a couple of different very successful gospel artists. So there was a sales history there. So that made sense for us to engage in that conversation as far as the physical distribution is concerned, because we have a better chance of being able to move their product than we would with someone who was just really trying to come out of the box and make a name for himself.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
This is Raw Dog. Okay, and what I'm hearing is that, okay, there's two ways to get your product distributed. One is if you are willing to pay for the distribution. As an artist, if you're willing to pay to get your product distributed. And the other way is that if you've been established, there's what you possibly can get is a credit line distribution of a hard copy. But I heard the choices were that, you know, let's see how the inline, you know, online sales are going, and let's see what type of fan base that the artist has already created that's going to bring in revenue before you're looking at investing in the distribution as the company, or if it's going to be out-of-pocket artist cost distribution. Am I correct in hearing that?
Okay, so you said a few things, and I want to make sure that my takeaway from your statement is clear. Would you mind repeating the question?
Okay. Depending upon the track record of the artist, the product that they're trying to sell, there's two ways for them to come to you. In hiring you and paying you to distribute their product, or if they have been established and they have a product, the company possibly investing in that artist and the distribution, because in the hard copy or the CD in the mom and pop stores, because you said you don't want to lose money in putting a product out there and it has no sales and having to take it back. So it sounds like there's an in-house financing and then there's a client hiring the company.
Well, okay, I hear you. So let me clarify. As far as hiring us for distribution is concerned, you really aren't hiring your distributor. You're entering into an agreement with your distributor. Okay, you should not be hiring a distribution company. Distribution should not be for hire. They decide whether or not they're going to enter into an agreement with you and whether or not they're going to take your product on and distribute your product to the stores at retail. If they feel confident enough, you know, some distributors will just take you on, and if they throw you up on the wall, and if it sticks, that's fine, and if it doesn't, you slide down off the wall and you don't sell anything, that's fine. There's no loss. However, when you get into a conversation regarding physical distribution, that's an entirely different conversation, because even if, as the client that comes to the distributor that says, you know, I'd like to enter into this agreement with you to distribute my product, that product has hit retail, physical retail, okay? Now, that's an entirely different conversation from online retail. And that means that product is going to either sell or it may come back. And if it comes back, it comes back at a cost to that particular distributor. And that distributor then is going to have to pass that part of that cost on to you. Depending on the deal that you negotiate, that's going to determine how much of the cost the distributor is going to have to absorb and how much you as the client or the artist or the label that is being distributed will have to absorb. Most distributors, if they're smart, don't want to keep taking losses. So what you want to do, especially in the environment that exists today as far as music industry is concerned, is you want to get a clear-cut picture, a sales picture. If sales history exists, you want to be clear about that sales history and what that picture looks like so that you can project whether or not it makes sense to be put yourself in a position as a company to potentially absorb a loss or a gain. However, you may also see where you're dealing with an artist that has no sales history. And if that's the case, then some of the decisions that we might make may be to turn around and say, you know what, we'll wait until we develop more of an online retail picture and see what happens. Or if we see where there's enough of a buzz in demand, then we may just go ahead, you know, from a local mom-and-pop retail standpoint and possibly even a larger brick-and-mortar commercial retailer, and go ahead and put some of the music physically in the stores. It really is on a case-by-case basis.
Okay, may I say something? Am I on, Poetic?
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
But you need to introduce yourself.
You've
been
trying
to get you to come in.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. My name is Sharon Bass. I am CEO of Kia Shea Entertainment, LLC, and Swiss Music Group. My artist is Calico Jones. I love the information that you all stated. For me, I've done it a little bit different with it being the same thing. And because the online market is so vast, for my artist, Calico Jones, I've worked through with CD Baby, a.k.a. Discmakers, which is their subsidiary as well, for about 10 years. And they've been very, very good to me. For me, for CD Baby, they do everything, the distributing, the licensing, and everything. Of course, you pay a fee. Nothing is free. But it has worked for me also for commercialing for Calico Jones, who is doing really well on the East Coast and not A-list yet. I've received several royalty checks from CD Baby for his music, just from the online sales alone. On the commercial side, I've gotten a request in my inbox from ESPN wanting to play one of his songs. And I haven't done anything as far as outside hard sales or vinyls in the stores, but because I have communication and dialect and I know some people in Walmart in Northern California, in a couple of Walmarts, they've agreed to go into an agreement with me to put some of his music in stores along with some other record stores in the area. So for me, has not always – I'm sorry?
I got a question for you, Sharon. Is that on consignment?
No, it would be regular sales, but, of course, I have to go in agreement with how much they will get, yes, and how much I will get. And I haven't done it yet. I've just continued the online sales because they've been doing really, really great. And as all of you all know, Beyonce's last album went platinum online before it even hit the stores. And that
and
is
I got a
good
question
way to
about
start.
That later on. I got a question about that later on, but I want to throw something because you had said something about CD Baby. HMS, can you tell me really quick what's the difference between you guys and CD Baby? HSM, I'm sorry.
That was my next question. Thank you.
Sure. Hi, how are you? It's good to have you on the line. I think
Thank you.
Like Calico Jones, and actually I believe I met him a couple of times. So, you know, I like the idea, just to speak to what you said first before I go into CD Baby, which I respect and like very much, their model. But what I wanted to say as far as what you said about what you just said about, I think it was what, Walmart? That's what I'm talking about, where you have the opportunity to, you know, potentially even from a physical standpoint, take your distribution on a case-by-case basis. I mean, what you're saying is, hey, listen, I paid CD Baby a fee up front. and they're providing distribution for me. But at the same time, I realized that it didn't make sense for me to go out of the box and spend a fortune on pressing vinyl and pressing CDs and doing a blanket servicing and positioning in these stores when I knew I wasn't going to move the product. So now that I've gotten enough going on in this particular area, it may or may not make sense. So let me look into this and see what I can do from a physical standpoint. So that makes sense to me. And I appreciate what you're saying there. You're welcome. As far as HSM is concerned, we don't charge an upfront fee for our services. CD Baby does. CD Baby's been around a very long time, a lot longer than HSM. And CD Baby will work with you for a fee to press your product, to create physical product, to create vinyl, to create CDs, as she stated, and also to get the music in store online. And so that is one of the differences. We're not going to just create physical product out of the box, like I stated before. I think for us it's a lot more personal. CD Baby is way larger than HSM.
HSM, they don't create physical products for you either, unless it's creating a buzz.
CD Baby will take your physical product and put it in the stores. It just depends on what you're willing to go. Right.
Yes, they will. That's correct. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's correct. They will do anything you ask them to do for a fee.
People don't understand that everything that people do in business, it is for a fee. And the way
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
So as I was saying, with CD Baby, they will charge you to, and again, you know, CD Baby works as far as volume is concerned, whereas HSM is not necessarily concerned with the volume of the product. We're more concerned with the quality and to be able to deliver at the end of the day. So because we're a lot smaller and a lot more personal, we have the luxury of being able to work on a case-by-case basis as opposed to just being, you just go sign up at the website and then click, 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 and this is what you get. But with that being said, that's not a bad thing because that's their business model and it's working for them. It's just not ours.
I'm sorry.
I respect what you're saying on what you were just saying, just not tight. But my question is for you is you say you work on a case-to-case basis. To me, that's personal, and you're dealing with that client, and you're able to build that relationship with them. Whereas CD Baby, don't get me wrong, Rhapsody, Amazon, the competition is so great.
First of all, let me clarify. CD Baby, when you talk about Amazon and those are retailers. Those are not distributors.
Okay. So
that's two totally different things.
How about TuneCore?
Oh, they're good, too.
I have
them, too. I just wanted to
piggyback.
I have them as well.
Somebody got music going on in the back.
At the end of the day, it just depends on what you're looking for. And with our clients, we have a different relationship to our clients. We actually determine who we're going to take on and who we're not going to take on. But that may or may not be the model that someone else has, and that's perfectly fine too.
Okay, and this is Sharon Bass, and I would like to talk to you also. So you can just email me at Sharon@KiaShaEntertainment.com.
Sharon, don't do that.
However,
Not on the show.
But for me, it's been working. And TuneCore, it's so many of them out there. It's like, who do you choose? I didn't go after TuneCore. TuneCore came after me. I don't even know how they got my email address somehow. So they emailed me. To me, their prices are a lot higher. CD Baby, I can handle. I don't even miss those little fees. I've been getting royalty checks, and you're right. They take a certain fee out. I don't really look at it. I just let the checks go to the bank and don't worry about it. And for the little fees
that
they take out.
I have to interrupt you just for a second so you won't make this a mistake again. This is Hip Hop National. We are we definitely are a marketing firm, and we help promote people in what we do. The reason why we have these topics is so we can create dialogue and conversation. However, as far as the promotional service, you can show some love for a fee. We do that promotion stuff. You know what I'm saying?
For a fee. I don't mind paying a fee.
I'm going to interject also. I'm going to interject also because what I actually thought you were going to say when you said this is Hip Hop National and this is what we do, what I actually thought you were going to say was that you were concerned about the fact that she doesn't look at her statements and she doesn't really look at it. She's just more concerned with getting the royalties into her account. That's what you were going to say.
No.
Okay, because that kind of concerns me.
I like that. That's a good.
I look at my statements. Trust me, I do. Because I have several clients that do several things. I have to, and they're all separate. I have to look at them. But I don't just monitor every little penny of it.
Oh, okay. Well, now that we're talking about the statements and stuff like that, and I wanna actually ask you this, Paige. You guys distribute in how many countries?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
How many countries you guys distribute it in, and how many stores you guys can get it in? And then I want to know, as far as the money is concerned, how we keep track of all of this. You got 660 retail outlets that you deal with. You got 75 countries that you can distribute to. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. With that said, and you're talking about the statements and the money, how do we keep track of it all? Is there a reporting system?
There is. First of all, we determine the sales. I have a comptroller who is amazing and a team that works for me. And once we have on a quarterly basis, we issue the royalties to our clients, and we give our clients complete reporting on what has been sold. And we give them a breakdown not only on the sales, but on how much money they've made from the sales. And they can also access those reports on a bi-quarterly or mid-quarter basis. So, it's a constant communication to the client on what their sales picture looks like, because that's really important for them from a promotional and marketing standpoint to be able to track their sales and be able to communicate those sales back to whoever they're dealing with, even from a licensing standpoint. When someone comes to license your product, they want to know, are you selling? Is the product selling? You know, what's the picture look like? And as a distributor, we're able to provide that information.
Okay. And when it comes to as a distributor, because before you came to the came on here, this is one of the questions that kind of plagued me as far as distribution is concerned. Just because something is available in the store and you have distributors, we got the relationship and the agreement that you will distribute my product in 75 countries, 660 stores. Now it's available, it's for sale. How do the public become aware that it is there?
Well, this is a really good question, actually, because I have worked on pretty much every side of the record industry, from marketing to promotion to PR to distribution and licensing, and dibbled and dabbled in the publishing area as well. But, one of the things that I kind of love about distribution is it really is at the end of the process, in terms of, you know, now you've gone in, you've recorded the record, and you've decided on what you want to do is from a marketing standpoint, from a promotion standpoint, a press standpoint. And, you're creating your buzz, you're getting this going and so on, it's getting your promotion campaign going, and, you know, and then you have it in stores. And I'll just backtrack for a second and tell you that the reason why we even created HSM to begin with is what was happening was really my company was a marketing and promotion company. So we actually secured the airplay. We actually marketed the product. But the problem that we kept facing was that we were working with all of these really fantastic acts who would spend money on promotion, who would spend money on PR, who would spend, you know, money on marketing, videos, and so on and so forth, and then go to try to get a deal at a record label, and then the record label would be saying, well, you know, what did you sell? What's your sales picture look like? And then they'd have to hurry up and try to get the records in the stores. And then by then, the campaign, they've spent all this money and their campaign has kind of fizzled out, and then they've got to start all over again. And so we said, this doesn't make any sense. You know, what we should do is let's get this distribution arm going so that we can start to work with these developing acts as they go along so that they're not in a position where they're scrambling at retail at the end of the picture when they really should be developing a sales picture as they go along. So that's why we decided, you know, to create the distribution company to begin with. So what was the question again?
Thank you.
I want to know what creates the draw to what is it that creates the draw to what distributed the end product? We got the product.
And so it's really up to the artist to what we do at HSM is we offer
so
at HSM what we do is we offer what we call label services. So what we, again, being that we were initially a promotion and marketing company, we do offer those services. But it really is up to the label to decide how they're going to market and promote their product. And it's really up to the label and artist to decide how they're going to create their buzz. And there, again, is the reason why we look so very closely at what we're doing from a physical distribution standpoint, because we want to see what that particular label or artist is doing up front before we even decide whether or not it's worth us taking it on, taking the project on. You know, what we sometimes do, which we've done, like, for example, in the case of a Bangs and many other artists, is sit down with them and help them to formulate their game plan so that we have a better sales picture at the end of the day from a distribution standpoint. But we don't – when we are distributing a product, it is up to the label to decide how they're going to market and promote their product unless they bring us on to consult them in those areas.
Okay. And then I got one more question, then I'm gonna turn around and ask and let them ask questions. How organic must the person, the artist following be? I mean, and how do you guys research that information to tell if it's an organic following versus a make-believe following?
You know, there's no make-believe following, you know.
you either have a fan base or you don't. You won't say make-believe, but you got Twitter, and these people Twitters and these people Facebook is being pumped up extremely high, but then you got no comments, you got no, that you can't hear their music, you can hear their music on SoundCloud. But it's not being supported by no kind of radio show. Nobody's doing it. And, oh, by the way, guys, y'all should sing music uploaded here, www.hiphopnational.com, so we can create relationships with people like your girl Taish for you guys. Go ahead. But
listen, let me tell you something. And I learned this a long time ago at Columbia Records. There's no make-believe and all the rest of that stuff. Okay, at the end of the day, and this is real. You can get as many fake Twitter followers, and you can create as many Facebook followers, and so on and so forth. But at HSM, we're not going to invest in a product that has no legs, okay? And when I say no legs, I mean clearly, you know, like your Facebook followers and your Twitter followers is not going to make any one of us turn around and say we're going to invest X, Y, and Z number of dollars in this product, in this particular project, to make sure you go here, here, and here. For us, it's a lot different. But that's why, you know, I think the woman's name on the phone is Sharon. I apologize.
Yes.
She stated that she's paying a fee up front. And that's because many distributors are not going to absorb the cost and take a potential loss, and I said this earlier, on your particular project just because you feel that you've got X, Y, and Z number of Twitter followers and X, Y, and Z number of Facebook followers. That's just not going to happen if you're smart and you have a working business model. If you come to HSM, we're going to sit down and figure out what you really have going on and what you don't have going on. And, you know, it doesn't take – Stevie Wonder is going to be able to see if you're bullshitting me or not. So, you know.
And this is Sharon. You're absolutely correct. Your Twitter followers or Facebook followers, if you got 50,000 or 100,000 and these people are not buying your music, they're not your real fans and your real followers. You have to develop real fans and real followers. Because nowadays you get emails probably like I do, oh, you can buy 100,000 of this, and you can buy fans, and you can buy the Twitter followers. I delete all of those. Because, again, if they're not buying your material, what good is it doing if they're following you?
I agree. We got a caller real quick, 954-548. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and what's your contribution to tonight's topic. What is the difference between licensing and distribution? You now have the floor. We have about 8 minutes. Go ahead.
My name is Vic. I live in Hollandale, Florida, and I've been listening to on and off to the program. And I had a couple of questions for a couple of the participants. Going back to CD Baby for a minute, and I think the lady who has a history with Columbia that has that's the HMS distribution, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
HSM.
And so you're a distributor, but you also work with CD Baby.
No, actually, no. The other young lady that's on the phone, she's working with CD Baby.
Okay.
Yeah, she's right. Working with a couple of different distributors. But yeah. HSM is a separate distribution company.
And are you a music – is it video only or music and video?
HSM also distributes video, and we also distribute audio books.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I was listening to the part about CD Baby, and I've been watching them, their business model develop over the years. And basically, as time has gone on and more folks realize that the independent world – is the only one that's going to survive. In fact, it's the only one that has survived throughout the history of the music business. All these big companies were made up of little companies that they absorb, and keeping them from having to do the research and development, artist development, everything else. They just tried, particularly Sony back in the day, to buy market share. Mm-hmm. But the CD Baby model, while effective for and efficient for direct-to-consumer fulfillment, that's all they do. You know, they've got some other companies
yes.
that are connected to it. For manufacturing, they use disc makers. For their
yes.
actual distribution for physical, they use a company called Super D.
Yes.
So each time somebody has to handle your record, you know, especially if you have a story that warrants some retail activity, we'll touch on that in a minute, then it, you know, you're going to have to basically, it's going to cost you every time somebody touches it. And that's my problem with the CD Baby model, other than direct consumer. You make a CD, you give it to them, they'll put it up on the digital sites that are available that they have. I think they got about 70 now. When they first started, they only had like 2, iTunes and Rap. But now they have, you know, 60 or 70, so it's representative. But it's basically a direct consumer business. And they don't help you as a question. They do not help you create any kind of story to generate interest in your artists. Or their music. So it depends on what you need in order to use them. Now, I started a distribution company as well. My history was with Warner Brothers and then Universal Music Group, and also I spent some time in Minneapolis at Navarre, which is there with
yes.
Best Buy
yeah.
and Target and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Goody Music
mm-hmm.
Land was open at the time. But independent distribution, I wanted to learn about it because if you work for a Sony or a WIA or Universal, you know, you're the biggest boy on the block. Retail, while we when we had, you know, a lot of retail outlets,
right.
You can walk in there and dictate terms. Now, I was listening to the lady talking about getting her record in Walmart. Are they expecting you to do a co-op program? Do you have to buy into an end cap or listening station or whatever in order to be able to do those regional sales?
No.
Okay, that's
no,
a good thing.
No, it's a different type of relationship that
good,
I have with the
co-op
manager.
Kills you.
Yeah, I know.
Independent co-op kills you. And they were mentioning the distribution charges and all of that. You, unless you know how it works, they steal in you blind. Back in the day when mm-hmm. it was all physical, if you did not control your manufacturing, you had no way of knowing how much money you were really owed.
Mm-hmm.
And my issue and now with the download site is how do we know how many people actually have gone to that site? You know, there's no
that's
way to, for a fail
that's,
safe.
That's a question I'm playing with, too.
I'm trying to find an answer to that. That's one of the things that we're working on. And then one other thing I want to touch on before I stop is a question was asked, and I've been asking it forever. I asked my kids, how did you find out about this? You know, the critical issue is to create awareness. Before you can do anything, people got to know about it. People can't buy, support, nothing they don't know about. 9 out of 10 people who don't buy a release by an artist that they like don't do so because they don't know it's available. So with my company, what we do is we take the music and come up with what I call a marketing and media planner. Mm-hmm. It plans for the internet campaign because if you don't connect the dots with each initiative, it's going to fizzle out. What you want everything to do is to build momentum for the next thing. Once it has a life of its own, then it'll go on its own, but you have to put all the elements. You mentioned that you had done radio promotion. Do you know how difficult that is with the time spent listening factor and how much it actually costs unless you can sleep in the back door for radio, CHR, Rhythmic, and those other formats? So, but all of the pieces have to be together and coordinated so that each individual piece is magnified by its connection to the next piece of your plan.
Thank you.
There again is why I said to you earlier we started HSN, and that was because of everything that this gentleman just said. You know, as you're going through the process, knowing, you know, that this is what my goal is. My goal is to secure a major label deal or whatever it is. We found artists that were in a position where they would go through the process of marketing and promoting their product, and at the end of the day, they didn't have anything in stores,
mm-hmm.
and it was backwards. And that was going on for a very, very long time. I actually need to step away from the line for a moment. I apologize. I'll be right back.
Okay. This is Sharon Poetic. For me, with online markets being so wide and so vast, I'm just not seeing a lot of people just really going out in the stores because you can purchase whatever you want on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop, just scan it, and you can have it shipped wherever you want to ship. That's what I'm finding out, that the online market is really, really taking over. Really, you know, and I agree, radio is expensive. Clear Channel charges, I think, about $20,000 or $25,000 just to play your music for 1 week. I know, I've done it before, and I had to follow up to make sure that they were playing my artist's music. And as
did you
the
have
gentleman
a way to
said,
find out whether they were playing it or not?
Yes, because my phone started blowing up, and then
oh,
I started seeing it on Twitter. You know,
because there are two companies that actually monitor airplay. One is called BDS. It stands for Broadcast Data Systems. Mm-hmm. Their information is the content for Billboard. The other one is called Media Guide, and I prefer that one. Radio people utilize that more than BDS. And the good thing about the media-based chart is that it's the only one that's available to potential consumers. Its chart is listed every Thursday in USA Today, which is the largest circulated newspaper in the world. So consumers
mm-hmm.
have a chance to see it. That's why media base is better. You can actually access it. I can tell you when a song was first played, how many times it was played, what time it was played, how many times it's been played, you know. And so folks, if you're paying for promotion, they can't pull the wool over you and say, oh, you got 10 spins in Chicago. Oh, really? What station? We go and pull it up.
You're correct. And I am familiar with BDS because I do get their reports. And
good.
You're correct. So, you know, I've done a lot of research and a lot of homework, and I do pay a marketing team because I don't have time to do this myself.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Cool. All right,
guys. We coming to that part of the show. Really appreciate the information. Definitely want to tell you guys. I want you guys to stay connected with Hip Hop National. Send some artists. We want to play their music here, but also we want to create an opportunity between these. You see, we got some heavyweights that can help get your music out there and have an understanding behind the game. That's what it's all about, is networking and helping you get to the next level with your music. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. And I want to say respectfully to all my guests tonight, I thank you very much for the information. And let's go forward. Let's stay connected. Let's keep it going. Vic, we still got to have that party. You know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you, Poetic. I got a big party coming up, and I'm going to invite you.
All right, great.
Don't forget
Run on too.
Oh, Run on. Yeah. Don't forget, it's going to be in L.A., though. I had to change the date because of this Mayweather fight. So we had to change the date as far as performance for Mayweather. So I'll hit you up.
All right. Well, God bless everybody. You know what time
thank
it is,
you.
Boy.
Good night, everybody. Yeah, it's
good night.
Time,
thank
guys.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you, Thais. Thank you, Vic.
Okay.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to do it.
And
God bless all of y'all.
And God bless everybody.
Good night.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
Broad on. This is Broad On, Hip Hop National Radio. We're in the mix with Dr. AT today. And we're trying to let you know that, hey, we want your submissions. Please send them in to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. We now have a new distributing deal. So, those of you that are interested, that are hungry, that are artists, please, please, send your submissions to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Thank you.
Next on deck, better. Put it down.
You can fool the rest, but you can't fool me.
I'm back at it again, coming with the radio hit. My old school vibe would never ever make me quit. Mr. Clean Rap, watch how I rock in the crowd. I don't do drugs, but my flow is real loud. Turned down for what? Don't need to do that. Don't beat, so now I gotta smash this track. A matter of fact, late to speak with hot rhymes. Keep the culture alive without breaking the crime. In time, I plan to put my city on the map. Legendary, rapping real hard with this rap. I ain't paying this cop back and it's ready to spit. Non-stop flows, I be right, I don't quit. My homie Gritty did his thing on the beat. Took the African sample and made it sound so sweet. On my way to the studio, I'm about to break the sound. When I hit the door, I'm ready to put it down, put it down. Number undiscovered star, where the rappers and MCs be dropping hot bars. Dudes in the street ain't scared to catch a charge. Still a pushing weight, be driving hot cars. I'm making noise. The industry can be so hard. That's why you gotta be alert and stay on your guard. Too many frauds trying to scam you for your money. Hustle hard, go out and get that make a honey. It's so funny. People wanna hate for real, so you gotta be gunner and let them know what the deal. I'm ill. Dropping these flows like a bomb, like the wind before a tornado. I remain calm to do damage, destroy everything in sight. All because Bonnie Run picked up the mic. I'm a real dude, I don't like to deal with clowns. Speak the truth, love to just get around. In due time, I'ma be on top of the crown. Representing the sea, and this is how we put it down, For the B-boys, break dancers, the pop lockers, rock steady crew, and the New York City rockers. The essence, bringing it back to where it started, where hip-hop and rap was coming from the heart. With a message, powerful you can understand, when lyrics so dope and cool like a fan. These tight pants rappers really make me sick. They the ones that be getting the deal real quick, with no talent, but they swag is on point. It's my job to smoke these fools like a joint. Check the bars, hear what's coming out my mouth. Eastern part of the map, representing down south. A long struggle that's about to pay off. No time to sit back and act real soft. Run and run, the best to stand is on ground. An internet sensation, just put it down,
Next on deck, till we make it.
Grind till we make it. Stock tips of bakers. Cruise but no anchors. Break grab of bakers. Vape with my neighbors. Exhale the vapors. Split cake with capers. Make bangers till we famous. Grind till we make it. Stock tips of bakers. Cruise but no anchors. Break grab of bakers. Vape with my neighbors. Exhale the vapors. Split cake with capers. Make bangers till we famous.
Just a young mother named my pop. Skin yellow when I rap black like Othello. Trying to get girls to the hello. Just an old school young fellow. And I graduated from the mellow. Short till I die, spin on the instrumental. Like I got a mouth full of loose teeth in the dental. Chilling in the rental, shit is getting sentimental. Gonna move up from this tournament to anything incredible. You laugh now, but I laugh later. On the escalator, acting like Vader. My mind high, lie outside my top drawer. All top skylines, one more. As the city that we living in. Skip stock,
this hand like a dividend. Militant if you fucking with my gentleman. Young gas, we been living in tenement.
Grind till we make it. Stock tips of bakers. Cruise but no anchors. Break grab a bakers. Vape with my neighbors. Exhale the vapors. Split cake with capers. Make bangers till we famous. Grind till we make it. Stock tips of bakers. Cruise but no anchors. Break grab a bakers. Vape with my neighbors. Exhale the vapors. Split cake with capers. Make bangers till we famous.
I've been feeling all this music. Going crazy like I'm stupid. You know anything I use it. Making bangers till I lose it. It's that ghetto boy chilling down for anything. I do this and no one ever loses. Goddamn, I'm never clueless. I've had the same dream since I was five. I'm too busy with this music and I got no time to be getting high. I've been trying till I sweat it and hustle till I get it. And by now you guys don't get it.
Grind till we make it, stock tips of bakers, cruise but no anchors, break grab a bakers, vape with my neighbors, exhale the vapors, split cake with capers, make bangers till we famous. Grind till we make it, stock tips of bakers, cruise but no anchors, break grab a bakers, vape with my neighbors, exhale the vapors, split cake with capers, make bangers till we famous.
Next on deck, all that I need.
If the ocean had no water, if the rivers in the lake started running dry, there was no more rain falling from the sky. Shower me with your company and I'll survive. And if the sun burns no longer, I'll be able to move through the darkest night. I just follow the light shining from your eyes. I'll let you lead the way for me with your smile. Cause baby, what you have and what I got will always be more than enough. Your love.
Next on deck, one more round.
It's one more round. Let's go.
Yeah, that's success. Step through the door, I ain't got no more stress. Nothing on my mind, having a good time. Loved ones all around me, leave your worries behind. Smile for me, baby, even if you had your worst day. Shots all around, I know it's someone's birthday. But yeah, I got my family in here. You feeling alright, then put your glasses in the air. Yeah, we make a toast to the good life. Party is a job, then I'ma work it all night. And let's party like we stars and they kick us out. Drink liquor till the bar runs out. Yeah, live for the moment, not knowing where it takes me. Don't matter where I end up, just get home safely. Mr. Club owner, don't shut this down. Cause the night is still young, I need one more crowd. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we're famous till they kick us out. But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round, one more round, one more round.
One more. Let's go.
One more round. Bass in the speakers, beating all your pain away. Dance up your problems, sweating out the bad days. Feeling so right, at an all-time best. Looking so nice in your brand new dress. I wanna have a good night with all my friends. Can we make it last forever? And don't forget, smile every time when I'm taking my pics. Cause I'm blessed, never thought life would end up like this. I got a pocket full of sorrows, pillow for tomorrow. Got my pain in this bottle, I'll be finished when it's hollow. And pour shots till they get the last drop. Then the party don't stop till they calling the cops. Yeah, stress free living, but now that we living, got the bottles on ice, we VIP chilling. But yeah, and tonight is the night. But tell me how you feeling. Just one more, feel it. All these people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round. One more round.
Round, round.
One more. What about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call up your friends and tell them come through. And we'll do this every night like deja vu. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call all your friends up and tell them come through. And do this every night like deja vu. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
One hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round,
one more round,
one more round, one more round, one more round.
Next on deck, Maybach Dreams.
Make it work today. Feeling so fresh, tight, kid, clean shave. Yeah.
Light a blunt, let the beat drop. If you got a girl, tell her make that thing pop. Make it rain, homie, popping bottles just to rock. Finally made it, baby, pray to God it never stop.
I used to not have a lot, so I kept on pushing till I could reach my payback dream. Yeah. I didn't even have a pot fixing, but I knew something was missing. Don't wake me from my payback dream. Yeah, yeah. Division, homie, finally living life, no longer got these quotas on me. Being past the snakes, yeah, no, these smiles are phony. Your hand for lunch, me, what you say is just baloney. Let me drop it down, time to make it serious. More full blown, keeping all hoes delirious. Burn bodies, enough to make your heart stop. Got me tripping good scotch on a private yacht. Got my lady right beside me, flossing jewelry. My slice of the pie as far as your eyes can see. Yeah, they said I lack common sense, but since I blew, me and the rest ain't be common sense. I used to not have a lot, so I kept on pushing till I could reach my payback dream. Yeah. I couldn't even have a pot fixing, but I knew something was missing. Don't wake me from my payback dream.
I will remember all the times I will be so hungry, but the music in me never died. It stayed alive through it all, I'm a champion. Mama proud of a boy, can't be mad at him. Yeah, I used to be a screw up. Yeah, now I just lost and get my jewels up. My crew's up, bread for this life, it's never enough. The only thing that I hope is that I don't wake up. Living like a dream. Know what I'm saying? This is my vision for my album drop. Everything that I see and everything that I see coming, you know what I mean? The message, baby.
I used to not have a lot, so I kept on pushing on till I could reach my payback dream. Yeah. I didn't even have a pot fixing, but I knew something was missing. Don't wake me from my payback dream.
American underdog, baby. Rags to riches.
Next on deck, Break Loose.
That pressure up, I won't fly. Tell them that we don't stop. Time ticking on that watch. Grind ticking on that block. I die trying, I'm staying. I ain't playing. We live life in mayhem. I'm grinding till the AM. Then I just
ride around my city, standing pretty. Knock your block down. If I get it like I did it, why would I stop now? Ride around my city, standing pretty. Knock your block down. If I get it like I did it, why would I stop now?
The last man standing, and I don't comprehend it. All this came down, but my ship never landed. I kept chasing dreams, till my dreams are chasing me though. I kept plotting schemes, if I run out, I reload. Money never bought a dream, only work do. You succeed, then the lazy wanna murk you. I never let hate define me, another man's thoughts design me. Above the influence, kept my pen to it like it's time, it's no consignment. Let me tell you what it really is, build a dream, build a team, and work for a million. Fans, dollars, whatever, go get it. If you talk about it, be about it, a man's never kidding. Dress you up, I won't fly, tell them that we don't stop. Time ticking on that watch, grind ticking on that block. I die trying, I'm staying.
ain't playing. We live life in mayhem. I'm grinding till the AM.
Running in the fast lane with no brakes, dude. When you chase your dreams, some people gonna hate you, trying to box me in. But all I do is break loose. If I can't even stop me, best believe you can't.
Ooh. Ride around the city, stand it pretty, knock your block down. If I get it like I get it, why would I stop now? Ride around the city, stand it pretty, knock your block down. If I get it like I get it, why would I stop now?
My soul on the track, I run it like a track star. And I'm in pole position, I'm just stating what the facts are. My only competition, me, and I know I don't back off. Perseverance key, success is the padlock. About to graduate, man, my ethic was aggressive. I'm about to move out, I'm thinking too progressive. Location is a hindrance when your city thinking small. So my wings spreading out, and I'm about to take off. Will you see me when I fly? It depends upon your eye. If you always looking down and you never peep the sky, peep my IG, scrolling, peep the running team. You would think I love clouds, but my love is in a dream. Head hell high. Catch up, I won't fly. Tell them that we don't stop. Time ticking on that watch. Grind ticking on that block. I die trying, I'm staying. I ain't playing, we live life in mayhem. I'm grinding till the AM.
Running in the fast lane with no brakes, dude. When you chase your dreams, some people gonna hate you, trying to box me in. But all I do is break loose. If I can't even stop me, best believe you can't.
Next on deck, Going Ahead and Hate.
What's up? This song right here is going out to my number one hater. Nah, don't be looking around now. You know I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Huh? Say it again? What's the name, Ariel? Internet browser? Hey, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, man. T-Mobile, yeah, T-Mobile was, it was in the paper last night. That they, it's in the paper today. That they've been scamming their customers. They've been overcharging their customers. And, I don't want to meet that, too. We probably have a class action lawsuit on them. We might be able to have a class action lawsuit on them. We got to pay these tremendous bills that they charging us with. Know what I mean? Not cool. What's it say about internet service? Cheerios and strawberries. Cheerios and strawberries. Where can I be? Huh? Your mom made something? Let's go over there. I'm not going to go. I'm going to leave now. I might pull out the kitchen in the morning. You hear me? I'm gonna pull out the kitchen out. Huh? Who? My son said that? Who?
It's the J.C. Penney 4th of July sale. Get She's been like down. She's been down. Mm-hmm. In spirit.
Left hand indicated amount you accept
this offer. It's an offer.
Wow. Are you in it?
No. What? His face feels like it's an ad. Coming in. Hey, ladies.
Yes.
How are we doing? Huh?
Where's Josh? Where's Josh?
Hey, you miss mommy?
Where is Josh?
Josh? Hey, beautiful.
Where's
Josh? Hey, gorgeous.
Hey.
How y'all doing? Come on, beautiful.
Dry. Yeah, it's still gonna do her hair. I said I took a melatonin.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.